This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Friday, October 31st. It's Halloween, folks, so look out for those trick-or-treaters this evening. Parents, make sure those little kids have got some real good supervision so we don't go losing any little tiny ghosts and ghouls and vampires out there on the streets anywhere. If you decide that you want to go for traditional trick-or-treating, it is going on in a number of area towns, but at the same time, there's a lot of alternative opportunities as well. Just for one is the Halloween bash in downtown Whiteville tonight at City Hall. That's put on by the fire department and the police department. There's going to be food and coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and lots more. There's several other activities going on as well. Make sure you check out the list at columbuscountynews.com. Now, this weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in Whiteville. Tonight from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is that Halloween bash at City Hall. Now, there's also a Halloween party for the grown-ups at Vineland Station. The fun run starts at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Registration for the 5th annual car show is from 8 until noon. And of course, it wouldn't be a music festival without music. Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man will be performing throughout the day at the downtown stage at Vineland Depot. In other news today, a mayoral candidate is coming under scrutiny for a profanity-laced tirade against Whiteville police. Brittany Payne posted a reel on Instagram saying that a patron at an area restaurant called Whiteville police in an attempt to have Payne, her fiancé, and others arrested for drinking. Payne claimed the patron and police were practicing, quote, entrapment, end quote. We have reached out to Payne and Whiteville Police for more, and we have this story on our website. Fair Bluff Police worked with other agencies to raid two homes in the river town on Thursday. They arrested two alleged narcotics dealers and two fugitives. We have much more on this at columbuscountynews.com. Three murder suspects have been charged with beating a fellow inmate at the Columbus County Detention Center. Kenneth Wooten, Julius Stevens, and Talis Vereen all face unrelated murder charges. They allegedly assaulted Thomas Ray Hammonds, age 58, just after 8 a.m. Wednesday morning. Hammonds was arrested on drug trafficking charges last week. He sustained only minor injuries and was treated at the jail. Deputies were called to East Columbus High School Thursday after a student riding a school bus allegedly threatened to shoot up the school. The student's book bag and belongings were searched. No weapons were found. There was no evidence of an imminent threat to the school, according to the sheriff's office. The investigation is continuing. School officials administered discipline according to standard procedures. Juvenile justice investigators are considering petitions against students at Williams and West Columbus after several incidents in the past week. At Williams Township, an angry student reportedly cursed a bus driver and allegedly used a traffic cone to try to assault the driver. Several fights were also reported at West. Remember that tomorrow is the Fair Bluff Farmers Market. There'll be local vendors, a fishing contest, food trucks, and more. The West Columbus High School and Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be selling spot plates for $10. All proceeds go to the West Columbus FFA and the Chamber. Cherry Grove Baptist Church is going to start its turkey shoot tomorrow at 6 p.m. as well. Call 843-877-3544 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to three children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.